Welcome back to Ramnish Chat. I am here with Dakota at our house, and Miranda, you're off in college.
Yes, finally.
Finally?
Yeah, I don't want to be home.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Hey, one time a week, you get to sit around a table and start talking.
That's not our house.
That is not my house.
I was about to say, so one time a week, you could look forward to stuff.
One time a week, I would be okay at your house all the time. But one time a week,
don't give anyone.
I don't even know if I could do that around my house.
Right. Don't give anyone any ideas. So, how's college life treating you, Miranda?
It's pretty good. I got to see my friends, and then everyone moved in today, so I got to see everyone. My old roommate. I got to see Kwame, and it was a pretty good day. And we had a time trial today.
They said time travel.
Right.
No, it would be cool to time travel, but time trial.
I don't know if I want time travel.
Why?
Because, you know, that's, I don't want time travel.
I want to time travel. Well, it depends on if I'm time traveling in the future or in the olden days and how far.
Okay, where would you like to time travel if you could time travel anywhere?
Probably in a different country, just so I don't mess up my life.
What do you mean? You can still mess up someone's life in a different country.
Yeah, don't you have boys
but it's going to be their life, not mine.
Yes, hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, you have hoes in different area codes.
But it would be their life, not mine, I don't think. Unless they move.
Yeah, I was about to say, they can move.
That's well, yeah, thing. Unless they moved all the way to the other side of the world and met exactly my family, I don't think I would mess up. Which there's...
I don't know. Your family kind of likes to go around.
Spreads far and wide.
That is very true, too.
Yeah. I wouldn't want time travel. Yeah, I want to go to the future and see how I die.
Right.
I don't want to know how I die, honestly, because then I would be scared to do it. And then I don't want to know the time because I would try to not be wherever.
I think I would go back to when I was 17 so I could, like, go into nursing school right away. But then I'd have to go fight your fiance because I'd be like, listen, I'm supposed to marry him and have a baby with him. So you got to get out. Get going.
Oh, get my. Out,
Jack.
Was it my fiance when I was 17?
Oh, no, that might have been when you were dating her friend.
That might have been. Either way, you know what? We're getting off track. Miranda, I think you did the notes this time for the show. We have an interesting one.
Am I reading the notes or are you reading the notes?
Oh, I'll let you read, but first, why don't you tell people what it is and, you know, how you found it?
Okay.
Give them a little backstory into what we're hearing today.
I was at, I think, Target, and I found a magazine. It said, the name of it is called Inside the Criminal Mind, and we've already talked about maybe doing, like, killers and all that, so.
The first idea of this podcast was going to be about serial killers and conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it really was. So, like,
I said, it was too overplayed.
It's too overplayed, and also I didn't want to do research and do a podcast weekly because that was another big issue.
You let me do it this time.
Yep.
Well, you grabbed the book.
Well, yeah, because I was interested, and I was gonna buy it.
Yeah, it's like you grabbed it. I didn't grab it. But yeah, so I think you read it. We're going to talk about that probably a little bit later because first I want to talk about the fair.
Yes.
Went to a fair probably about 40 minutes from where I live.
Yep.
And it's like second biggest fair in Ohio.
Yes, Lorain County Fair. Absolutely wonderful. I had a lot of food. I had some potato pancakes. I had some chicken paprikash, which y'all are going to have to go on the Facebook page and say if you guys know what it is, because half the people I talk to, yeah, half the people I talk to don't know who what it is. Okay. Did we lose you?
We lost you.
I see that. I don't know how that happened.
You have to have good Wi-Fi signal. Work on your fucking Wi-Fi.
It's not my Wi-Fi.
Okay, so what was last?
Hold on. You pay how much to go to this fucking place?
It doesn't matter. I have no idea.
Is it over like $10,000?
Listen, college Wi-Fi is crap.
Is it over $10,000 that you're paying?
Most likely.
You don't even know how much you're paying? Okay, well, either way, listen, that's not important.
This was last year when I had to figure it all out.
So what you do is you knock on that fucking door of who's in charge over there? The fucking manager. Who is the manager?
Like the dean?
The dean, yeah. You knock on his fucking door and say, hey, dean.
I don't even know who our dean is. Wait, is that our president?
I think his name's Dean. So you
his
fucking,
name's not Dean.
You just said his name's fucking Dean.
No, he's the dean of students.
What the fuck's a dean?
I don't know, but they've been calling him since I was in middle school.
I thought his name was Dean.
No.
Knock on this fucking door. It's like, listen, motherfucker. Goodness. I pay $10 to be in this motherfucking building for 6 motherfucking months.
There's a baby in here.
He's smiling the whole time.
I would never do that.
It's like, give me some better fucking Wi-Fi.
Okay, I would never do that.
We'll skip Joe's little cursing thing. So what was the last thing you heard?
I heard the name of it, and then I was asking, is it like a chicken pot pie? Because that's what it sounds like.
Oh, it is not.
I thought she said, the first time I heard it, I thought she said chicken pepper cock. It's like, what the fuck?
So it's basically like, you've had chicken and dumplings, right?
I think I know what chicken dumplings are.
Okay, so it's like chicken and dumplings, but it has a lot more pepper, like paprika. And it's like, it's a Hungarian food because I usually get it at the International Festival, which if anyone's from Lorraine, y'all know the International Festival. So, and then I got my pumpkin rolls, which let me tell you, I've been getting these pumpkin rolls since I was like 2 years old. They're from this nice little church thing in the back, which I don't usually support religion, but listen, these nice little old ladies work so hard to make these pumpkin rolls. And my dad bought 5 loaves. My dad bought 5 loaves. And they $12 a piece. Her I bought the millionaire. One.
Her dad's a millionaire. Oh
my dad is not a millionaire.
Yes, he is.
Nope. Listen, y'all are going to have someone kidnap me, and then they're going to be real disappointed when they realize my family is not millionaires.
How much is it worth again? $2.5 million?
No one is worth any like that in my family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, guess what I bought today? What? Well, no. When I went shopping, remember your little oats and honey granola stuff?
Yeah.
I bought some at Menards. I can snack with you guys.
Nice. Oh, yeah. By the way, Reed, I want to apologize for not, uploading this podcast fast enough. It has been a stressful couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was sleeping yesterday, so.
Oh, I passed right out, too. But, we're doing this today. All three of us were free. I think.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So, yeah, we're really trying to keep it within the Saturday morning deadline.
Yeah.
We're just still trying to figure out what works best with all our schedules.
Yeah, because the other day, baby did not want to sleep, so he was up from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next morning, just straight crying because of teething pains. And then I called my dad at 2:30 in the morning, and I cried to him on the phone. So there were just two people crying. It was fine.
Oh, no.
I was at work.
Yeah.
Because I work thirds.
Yeah, I was very frustrated about that.
I have not cried at college yet this semester.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
Yeah.
First semester last year was terrible.
I remember.
But, I'm not homesick this year.
I bet not. You don't want to stay at Hotel Crystal.
That is true.
But yeah, I think we might take a quick break here from our sponsors. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to go back in. And Miranda, you're going to talk about whatever you wrote down, because I didn't really read it. I just kind of looked over and said, yeah, it looks cool.
Okay. Are you going to call me back, or how does this work? Do you know?
Yeah, so I'm going to call you back, and I guess I don't know. We'll figure it out. This is the testing project.
Yep. Alrighty.
Alright, we'll be on you with in a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Alright.
I'm back.
Alright, we have one more sponsor for the show. Is we want to give a special shout out to Great Tees. They just dropped a new shoe line called Pandemic. And you can find it at www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic. That is a PANDMIC, how you spell that. This is a shoe line made in Italy, and they are shipped for free in the U.S., England, and U.K. They're limited edition shoes, pretty much one of a kind. I've personally seen them, and they look pretty nice. I think, Dakota, you've also seen them.
Yeah.
I was about to say. And also, if you don't completely love the shoes like, you know, we do, you can return them for free, no questions asked. And again, that website is www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic, PANDMIC. That was a mouthful.
Maybe I should do those.
No, I was about to say.
I got the background theater major, so
okay, yes.
I'm probably good at reading those.
Well, this is the first ad, friend of the show.
Yep.
I was about to say, dropped a new line.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He brings us food, and I love food.
Yes, I was about to say, he's probably going to be listening to this episode.
Probably.
Is that Pop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh! He dropped his new shoe line, and I was about to say, they look really nice. I think they're $243.
Yeah, but they're gray. They look really cool.
Oh, I was about to say, they look really nice, and they are handmade in Italy.
I wish I could see them.
You can if you go to the website, www.alivestreets.com/pandemic. That is PANDMIC.
I'll listen to this podcast then.
Well, we can probably.
I'll send you the link. And
yeah,
I will
share it on the Facebook page.
I'll share the link on the group page, Ramness Chat group, podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll share the link.
Yeah, if you're not on that page, you should definitely come. We post cool stuff.
I'm pretty sure we try to.
We're doing the chicken paprikash poll on that today. We're doing it because I want to see if people know what it is.
I still don't know what it is. But
I don't think I know what it is either.
It's really good, okay? Y'all need more culture.
We've never been to an international thingy-ma-bobber.
Yeah, never into an international favor.
My dad makes it.
I've never had your dad's.
Our family doesn't make it.
You know what? Next time, instead of doing hors d'oeuvres, we'll do chicken paprikash and you guys can come over.
Just say appetizers. Just say what the fuck it appetizer. It's an appetizer.
It's with hors d'oeuvres for New Year's.
Appetizers. They had wings. Appetizers.
And there were tuna sandwiches and there was a lot of other things.
I did not eat the tuna sandwiches.
I did. I had three of them.
Oh my God.
Those.
Well, I was also like, I probably shouldn't. Oh no, it was egg salad because I was pregnant. I was pregnant. I literally was sleeping on the couch, woke up, ate three of, like, because she cut them into squares. I had three of the squares, so I really only had, like, 3/4 of a sandwich. So
you're saving yourself, and people are thinking you had three full sandwiches.
Yeah, I didn't have three full sandwiches. She cut one sandwich into, like, four squares. So
they were hoagies.
No, so I had 3/4 of a sandwich, and then I literally went back to sleep on the couch.
All right, well, back to our actual topic. It's inside the mind of serial killers. Now, Miranda, before we start, what did you learn about it?
You never say what you learn about ours.
I tell you guys what I learned about it because when I Googled this stuff and write it down, I'm usually learning as I'm doing it.
But we never ask you, so, Joe, what have you learned?
I tell you exactly what I learned.
Sometimes sometimes, well, most of the time you're just like, so this is what we're doing today. And right. I'm like, oh, that's what we're doing today.
Yes, it's the element of surprise.
So why can't I do Element of Surprise?
Because I got to double check your work. Oh my goodness. The weird jobs.
So I learned about different people, different serial killers, and one of them was Ted Bundy, I'm pretty sure.
Are you going to become a serial killer?
Not that I know of. No, because I do have feelings, and I show empathy.
I mean, some of them do have feelings towards certain things, and they show empathy towards certain things, just not towards their victims.
Are you really trying to, like...
I'm not defending them. I'm just saying that she could still become one, just because she has feelings empathy.
Leave her alone. Let her go on with the topic that she chose.
You know.
Anyways, and I learned that sociopath and... psychopath are two different things.
You thought they were the same thing?
Okay, Joe.
So well, I never knew the difference.
I'll ask Joe the difference since he's the all knowing.
I don't know the difference. I know they're two different things, though.
Well, they're both killers. That's basically all I knew.
Can't you be a sociopath without being a killer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think Sherlock Holmes is. A sociopath.
Yeah, and I don't think he killed anyone. He saw a whole bunch of dead bodies, but he never did it, I think. That would be a pretty cool undercover thing.
You do know he's a fictional character written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, right?
I'm just saying, if he killed the bodies, that would be a big twist. I'm helping you out, my dude. What was his name again?
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
I'm helping you out.
You know what's a fun fact about Sir Arthur Conan Doyle? So he actually said that if all he was known for was Sherlock Holmes, he would consider himself a failure. Does anyone know him other reason than Sherlock Holmes?
So he's a failure. He probably killed those bodies.
No. His son died in the war, though, and stuff. Like, that's a whole different... Oh, I should have brought that up with Titanic. There's a whole conspiracy about that.
Yeah,
no, we'll talk about it in another episode.
That's future episodes.
Okay.
So back to your topic. Yes, while I eat this cookie.
Okay, can you guys still hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because this is, I think, where I broke off somehow.
Okay.
So, my first question that, well, first question of this in the magazine, and my first question would be, whodunit? And
who done what?
How does someone do it? How do you kill? Who is the killer?
With a gun.
Joe, let her speak.
A knife. Choke him.
Yeah, but
bag.
Joey, hello. Not anybody can just kill somebody. You gotta have like a certain like type.
Okay. You can do it for a reason.
Joe, you're silent. Just shut up for 60 seconds, Joe. Go ahead, Miranda. You got 60 seconds without Joe interrupting you.
I got full bars.
Apparently not.
I got full bars.
All right, let's get on with this, Miranda. How are we killing these people?
Okay. First, there are an actual personality disorder checklist for characterized traits that you can take.
You got a sociopath.
For a psychopath.
Ooh. Are you one?
I don't think so.
Did you take the test?
No, but...
And come back with those answers. It will post them on Facebook.
No! What if I am a, like, psychopath?
I don't know.
Then if any of us need to be worried, it's Joe.
I know, because she'll go after me first. She wants the whole podcast to herself. You want the whole podcast to yourself.
No, because then I would have to do everything.
That's true.
Yes. I don't want to do everything, especially with school. That'd be hard.
Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes into this.
Yeah. I can't do that every single week, especially since next week I think I have my first meet, so I don't think I can do that.
Ah. All right, so let's continue on.
Okay. So we'll get that into a little bit, but first it went into different type of serial killers, and the first one was Jeffrey Dahmer. And when I read Jeffrey Dahmer, you know who I thought of?
You?
I thought of Jeffrey... Miranda in the mirror.
Moses? Who? Jeffrey who?
Dosis? The TikTok Jeffrey?
Bezos?
Yeah.
Bezos.
About Jeffrey Dahmer made you think about the founder of Amazon?
I don't know.
We're going to get sued by Amazon. So now we know we'll never be sponsored by Amazon.
They fucking love Miranda.
That's actually part of our apologies later to Jeffrey Bezos.
Jeffrey Bezos, I support you and your penis rocket. There, I just saved us. Dick rocket. What about Jeffrey Bezos make you think that he kills people?
Okay, I think when the song comes on, I always sing Jeffrey Dahmer. For some reason, I always think his last name's Dahmer and not Bezos.
You think a serial killer from the 80s, 70s?
I don't remember.
I think it's 80s.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Is a founder and owner of Amazon and CEO?
I mean, it's possible if he got reincarnated.
He died.
That's why he didn't get reincarnated.
Jeffrey Bezos was born in 1964.
Holy
and
crap.
And he's still alive.
Oh.
So we're going to skip that theory right now.
Unless he sold the soul to the devil and the devil gave him Jeffrey Dahmer's soul.
No.
There you go, Joey.
How would that even be? No. No, that's not how it worked. And no.
When did Amazon get big again?
Like 2016?
Is that the cops? Are they coming after you?
No.
Oh, the siren in the background.
That's us.
Oh, shit, that's us.
What are you going to do when the cops come for you?
That's literally on our side.
That's literally not the song, too.
I was close.
Not really.
Yes, I was. I'm bad with songs either way, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, I've noticed.
So back onto why Jeffrey Dahmer is a serial killer. Stay in your spot.
Certain time limit until I have to be back on the...
No, you have to stay in your spot.
I am staying in my spot.
I think it cuts her out after so long. Because every time we come up on like 8 minutes, it cuts her out.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. We'll
keep track this time. Because last time it was 9 minutes.
Okay. But, so, the question was, like, who done it? But how do they do it also?
I'm pretty sure it lists off everything that they could have used.
Aren't you silenced?
Not in the source's way. Like, anybody can use, like, something to try and kill somebody, but it takes a lot to actually kill somebody. Like, for females, when they're trying to kill themselves, most of them just attempt it. Most of them can't, like, actually succeed in it.
Yeah, because we use the most complicated ways. Like, I think one of the main ways with women trying to kill themselves is drowning.
Why would you
really?
You were silenced! Hush, you still have
60 seconds.
No, it hasn't. It's at 54 because you decided to talk again. Hush, you still have like 25 seconds.
Oh, yeah, then finish your thought about how you wouldn't drown to kill yourself.
No, because I feel like you, like, just can't, like, breathe in and just... I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Ah.
Okay, but anyway,
well, if someone was waterboarding you.
Shush!
It's been 25 seconds.
No, it hasn't. You're supposed to be at 54. Miranda, continue.
Okay, so now that we have you, we're not losing you this time. Let's talk some Dahmer.
Okay. So Jeffrey Dahmer is maybe the same as Jeffrey Bezos.
It is not.
He's not. Bezos is the owner of Amazon.
Unless he sold his soul.
Yeah, he did not sell his soul.
I'm glad you were there.
He was born in 64.
They could be the same person.
They are not.
You never know.
I'm pretty confident on this one.
Don't have to change your first name.
What about the people that others think that went to that mystical island and are still alive?
The mystical island?
Huh?
What mystical island?
There's an island that people think like dead people are still alive on.
Where is this?
You know the first lady that ever flew the plane?
Amelia Earhart?
Yeah. There's some people that think, like, she was driving and then she,
You mean the Bermuda Triangle?
I don't know. They think, like, she went to an island and now she's still alive. Just like, the one person that died that's very famous in the helicopter. With his daughter?
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah, they definitely saw his body.
And they think, and there is the rumor that Amelia Earhart died in an island and got eaten alive by coconut crabs.
Oh.
That's why they could never find her body, but they found remains of a female woman around her size and age.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
But anyways.
Or are you thinking of Cuba, where they think Tupac ran away to?
No, she's thinking of the other one.
Okay. Because there's that theory. Oh, sick baby.
Oh, baby. Is baby really sick?
No, I think he just has a little cough.
He just has a little cough.
Oh, poor baby. So, you know what it is? He couldn't see me. This week, that's why.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyways, Jeffrey Dahmer, he had abandonment issues. He was afraid of abandonment. He killed 17 young boys because he didn't want them to leave. And he slept with them all. And their dead bodies.
Let's be honest, that's rape.
It's necrophilia.
But it's rape. They did not get permission from the dead bodies.
That is true.
Oops. My bad.
But which one's worse, then?
Probably necrophilia. I mean, they're both really bad. They're both horrible.
Yeah, but one is just they're dead. The other one, you're raping them.
Yeah, so rape's probably worse, because you have to actually live with that for the rest of your life.
But do you, though?
Yes.
Oh, you do.
So I think I read something where it said, like, every time you have sex, like, your energy of the other person goes, like, inside of you.
The what?
Like, their energy, goes, like, inside of you. So, like, you get hard of them.
You get hard on them?
I feel like that's okay, so, like, the vibe.
Yeah.
Is that how they teach you how not to have sex in college?
If you're, like, more depressed, you would get probably more depressed. If they're more, like, happy, you'd probably get more happy.
Do you have depression now that we've had sex, Joe?
I actually, now I'm thinking about it.
And guess what? I have GI issues now because of you. You could have, not given me the bad GI vibes.
You had a baby.
Oh,
from you!
I was raped.
You were not.
Okay, so back to raping dead people.
Okay. So, actually, I think that was the end of him.
The most fucking notorious serial killer, and he got me not even 3 minutes.
Did you want to add anything about Jeffrey Dahmer?
I would.
Or he's actually Jeffrey Bezos.
He's not Jeffrey Bezos. I was about to say, definitely not Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh my god.
Trust me, I was about to say, most of his victims, I thought slept with them when they were alive, too.
I think so.
Because most of them are gay. And he also had a very hard time coming out as gay because he had a traditional family.
Yeah.
He had a broken family, too.
His parents got divorced. It only really says young boys. It didn't really say any girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because he had a best friend who he liked, but didn't like him. So he killed I think he started with a hitchhiker going to a concert. Then went back to his place, and I think he beat him with a baseball bat, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't remember the first
confirmed one, but I'm not for sure.
Well, didn't he start with small animals?
He did. A lot of them actually do. So what they do is they'll do small animals. They'll kill, like, cats, raccoons, stuff like that. They'll dissect them and play with their organs and stuff like that. Just to try to get the, you know, feeling out that they're trying to feel.
I don't want that. I can't stand the screaming. That's what I can't stand. Why I can't be a killer.
I mean, they don't have to scream if you, like, shoot them in the head or, you know, suffocate their face with a pillow.
Yeah, but if you don't do it right, they would be screaming.
Well, I guess. But some people, well, I guess they find the joy in it. I don't know.
Then maybe they should work on a maternity floor. People scream there all the time.
Or can you kill the baby afterwards?
No.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm
just
saying, if they get off on people screaming in pain.
I think a lot of it's a god complex. So pretty much they like knowing that they can either choose for you to live or die. It'll be all up to them.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have that somewhere in here. A lot of them like the feeling of their god they won't get caught, they don't think.
All right, well, we'll let you continue on with your notes.
Okay, so the next one is Ed Gein.
Ed Gein. Fucking
Ed Gein.
Gein.
Are you sure it's Gein?
Yes.
I literally just checked, and my sister is named Gwen, and it's spelled just like that.
That means your sister's name is Gein.
Wait, where do you have a sister?
It's Patrick's
child.
My dad
has a daughter that's literally my age.
Oh.
A bastard child of sorts.
Mm-hmm. It's Peyton's full-blooded sister. His only full-blooded sister.
Your dad a hoe.
Yeah, just a bit.
I don't know how either, because your dad is not attractive at all.
Yeah.
I'm glad you think that homeless people are not attractive.
He's just not attractive at all. If you see where it's like, he's not.
Well, he's your father. I'd hope you don't think he's attractive.
No homeless person is attractive.
Wow.
Well, you want me to lie? Most homeless people are, like, unclean, they're dirty, and, like, they don't shower, and that...
You know, you can be homeless and, you know, still shower and clean everything by, you know, staying at friend's house and stuff like that.
Okay, well, her dad doesn't, so back to Ed Gein.
Wait, I don't think her dad has friends.
No, he was living with his ex-wife.
I fired some shots right there at him.
Yeah.
Anyway,
super close to this free podcast.
He murdered female victims, then skinned the corpse, and then worn it as a woman's suit of cloth.
That's not good.
Yeah, I think he has 2 or 3 confirmed kills.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, he was I think the first notorious serial killer.
Oh.
Really?
And if you guys have time, and you don't mind getting tracked by the FBI, which you do, is you search up egging crime scene photos.
Oh my gosh.
They're out there on the internet.
You shouldn't look at that.
Wait, is that like Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
It was derived from the story, but they're kind of, it's a lot different. See, Ed Gein was alone with his mother, and then once his mother died, that's when he started killing I think it was two women, if I remember right, because they didn't know what a serial killer was back in those times. I think it was the first U.S. serial killer, because Jack the Ripper is claimed to be the first.
Jack the Ripper's in here.
Yeah.
But, so Ed Gein, so he's not the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Yes and no.
They kind of base the story on him, but it's different, too.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Like,
they can't, get sued or anything?
Well, you don't get sued.
Just to make it, more interesting, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, killing two people is not that interesting, and living alone in a messy house, having nipple belts.
Oh, my goodness.
I think there was a... He had a bowl, a human skull fashioned into a bowl.
Oh, gosh.
And he had to eat out of that.
That's kind of cool, though.
I think Jeffrey Dahmer had a skull sitting on a chair one day, and the cops showed up, and he said it was a Halloween decoration.
Oh gosh!
And they bought it too. Cops are dumb. That's where we're ending this out at.
I feel like that's still pretty cool, not to have a skull, but obviously since it's real, it's not as cool.
Miranda, just go to Spirit Halloween and buy one.
Yeah, you can buy a glitter skull, cut it out, and make it into a bowl.
You can have your morning cereal in it.
I would not recommend that to anyone.
No, there's this kid, he's a freshman, and he thinks I could actually kill him.
Can you kill him?
I thought I might.
Alright, so...
He's skinny, and he doesn't seem dangerous, but he's, scared to actually have a knife on me. And,
have a what on you?
Listen, yeah. I mean, if you a girl in college, you gotta carry some sort of weapon.
Honestly, he doesn't see it as that, because I think he said he doesn't even own a knife, or at least not on campus or whatever.
Tell him you're lucky I didn't bring my gun.
Right.
So he said that I scare him, so I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but tell him he should be scared.
I made him mad three times, which I thought that was
so
cool.
So what you
too.
Do every time you see him now is you pull out that knife. It's one day. And you put up your finger into the one symbol and you say one day.
And here's the thing. Miranda has a really bubbly personality where she's always smiling. So you should literally look him dead in the face and just be like, one day.
I mean, technically... Sorry, John Wayne Gacy.
He asked me if I've actually killed anybody, and then I told him that is another question for next week.
You'd see what you do.
Continuing on Miranda's killing.
See what you do is you tell him to listen to Ramnish chat, and he can find out for himself.
Yeah.
I know. So I actually invited podcast. Him. So did you want a... some more people, because now we can have
fuck
Kwame
no.
on here too.
Fuck no. What the fuck do I want people on here?
Yeah, especially a guy who doesn't even own a knife.
Yeah.
There's been worse people that could have been on here.
Like your mother.
Yes.
We should do it.
And her cousin.
We should do it.
What, put her mother and her cousin on here?
Yes.
She blocked me on Facebook.
I'm not blocked. I'll invite her.
No, gosh.
What's Ruby call it?
We are not having them on here.
No.
You guys are no fun. Okay, well, we'll continue on with your notes, Miranda.
Okay. So, there is this one, Dennis Rader.
Who?
I don't know. I haven't heard this one yet.
I haven't either.
Okay. So, he's a Lutheran Church Council president, actually.
I think I've heard of this one, but continue.
So he murdered a family, and then he dubbed himself and bragged about his signature. His signature was BTK. That bind, stands for bind, torture, and kill.
Oh my gosh. BTK. Mm-hmm. That's why you shouldn't trust the church.
Joey, don't you think it's a cult?
It is very a cult.
Yeah.
Organized religion itself is a cult.
Oh my goodness.
I saw cult leaders here today at my apartment building.
Yeah.
They said, hello, yeah. I'm from this church. It's like, oh yeah, I kind of figured.
And literally, I have a bracelet with the pentagram on it right now, so.
Oh my goodness. Anyway. It says he needed skin-to-skin contact and felt like God when strangling women. So like you said before, Joey, he liked the feeling that he had their lives in his hands, basically, and he liked the skin-to-skin contact.
That's different.
That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, I think a lot of them did in the end.
Probably.
I feel like they would.
Days before but Tinder.
I think the worst yes. part is he was the Lutheran Church Council president.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
I mean, let's be honest here. John Wayne Gacy was a kid's birthday clown.
I know.
He would go to kids' parties and stuff like that. People literally did not believe that he could kill anyone. He had two different personalities.
Clowns are creepy.
Yeah, I was about to say, he would, even the cops loved him.
Like, who wants a clown at their birthday?
I wouldn't mind one.
You're not getting one.
I think I had a clown for my birthday the one year.
That's messed up. That's
I
messed
did. Up. It was, I had a McDonald's birthday party, and I think it was maybe Uncle Doug or Little Merle that was the clown or something like that.
I mean, it is Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. But Ronald McDonald could be a killer, too. So we just never know.
Ronald McDonald helps the homeless children.
That's the hospital.
Yeah, that's the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. Is it not his name?
Yeah.
They help each other, but, like, they're not the same thing.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, Ronald McDonald House is funded completely by McDonald's. McDonald's runs it.
Yeah.
They literally, they own it.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I worked at McDonald's. Trust me, we did a lot of stuff with Ronald McDonald House.
I'm pretty, okay, so don't, if you go to, like, McDonald's and you buy a small fry, that money goes towards the Ronald McDonald House.
There's certain things, they run on donations, the Happy Meals, and the Coke slushies right now, or the slushies in general.
Those slushies are way too expensive.
So money from those things go to the Ronald McDonald House.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. I buy Happy Meals at McDonald's all the time.
Yep.
I need to get more Happy Meals.
They make me happy.
Yep. I just like the toy.
Yeah, I get it for the toy. I think I have one from Scoob. You have a friend. Scoob. Yeah.
Yep.
Bubblehead.
Me too. So I would probably want a little slime.
So what's your guys' favorite McDonald's character?
What do you mean? Like, from the McDonald's, like...
From the McDonald family. Like, with the TV show.
I don't even remember the TV show.
You don't fucking remember the TV show? They had a whole-ass TV show.
I remember when they had the cookies. The vanilla, like, wafer cookies. Those were so good.
But they had a whole TV show.
Oh, or they used to have the game room where you could play video games.
Yeah, I think they had, at one point, Nintendo 64s hooked up everywhere.
Yeah, those were fun.
Back when, you know, McDonald's was fun and not business-oriented.
Is I alive?
Yeah. There's ones that have arcades in them, like the one in Miami.
I remember ones that had, whatchamacallit, the playhouses?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Do you remember when they used to have the little video games in the Happy Meals? The little handhelds? I like those.
Oh, yeah, but back to the McDonald's characters. You had, like, Grimace, Hamburglar.
Oh, I like the Hamburglar. He was cool.
I like Grimace.
Was he the purple blob?
Yes.
Oh. Are you sure I was alive during this time?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
But I miss the playrooms that they used to have in the towns.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to play in a giant one in Wisconsin.
Yes.
We did.
Oh, I played
it was at McDonald's, though. But it was like McDonald's.
Yeah.
Last time I played in a playroom was like 2 years ago in McDonald's playroom.
Nice.
It was with Nicole's kid, Legend. He wanted to go out, so I had to go in there. And I started playing in it too.
Yeah.
Because then I was supervising a child.
Sounds like him.
I was supervising a child at that point, so I could play in there. They do not make them 6 feet tall, apparently. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Wait till baby gets to go in them.
There is none left.
There's a lot of them in Lorraine.
Yeah, definitely not in Sandusky.
Lorraine, Amherst.
Business oriented. Like, I'm not going to McDonald's to conduct business.
But did you see that the snack wraps are back?
I did not.
I saw, and they came in new flavors.
I like the, is it the big ones or the small ones?
Small ones.
I like the small ones.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I like the big ones because they just tasted better. And they had, like, all, like, the... They had the salad blend, so it wasn't just, like, iceberg lettuce.
I did not mind the iceberg lettuce, tomato, ranch, and chicken. Why mess up a good thing? But, no, we'll go back to the Sarasota's, Miranda.
Okay.
This is why it's called randomness chat, because we just jumped all over the place.
Yeah, somehow we got to McDonald's.
Yeah. Pretty much. So... This one is Ed Kuemper.
I think you're butchering every single one of these names so far.
It's me.
She's got Dahmer, right?
Yeah, that's it. And she spent three names on him.
Yeah.
I only think it's Dahmer because of the song.
That's Bezos. That's not even in the song.
They don't mention Dahmer at all.
Like, I never remember Bezos. I can't sing the song in front of people for that reason.
It's like, Jeffrey Dahmer.
It still goes with the music.
Not really.
Jeffrey Bezos. Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay,
well,
so we're going
back
to
the other
Jeff.
No, I thought we're on Ed.
Oh, is that another Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's Ed Kuemper.
No, okay. So just no one should name their child Ed.
I think all Eds are serial killers.
Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah. Is there another Ed in there?
I mean, they were all children.
There's a dark conspiracy theory about that.
We are not going to ruin one of my favorite childhood shows. So, Miranda, continue.
Okay.
We'll talk about it another time.
So, he had an IQ of 145.
Okay.
I think that's amazing. Because I don't know how far they go, but I think that's pretty high.
I don't know. How far did they go up?
I don't know.
I think it's like 200 or something like that.
Maybe?
I think so. I would say so. I just know I don't think I'm that high.
Well, trust me. We know you're not.
Wow.
She thought Jeffrey Bezos was Jeffrey Dahmer.
That's also true.
I'm just not good at memory.
It took her a good 30 seconds for her to think of Christopher Columbus discovering America, which he did not.
I was tired.
Check out his podcast and we'll see how high Miranda's IQ is.
I don't think I want to know.
We could do an IQ test on Miranda.
We
could. Oh my goodness, please. We
already did a test on Miranda.
We can do IQ tests for all of us.
We can do the same test for all of us.
If it's all of us.
Yeah.
We can do the same test for all of us. Because we did a test on Miranda. She didn't get half right.
Oh, I think I was sleeping for that episode.
Yes, you were.
I got, I think, half of the, more than half wrong.
You did.
Yeah. But there was a lot of questions that was like, why would I know? Why do I care? A lot of history questions that I don't care.
To history helps us not to repeat things in the past, which we do anyways.
Yeah.
So there's like no reason.
All right, so you can continue, Miranda.
Okay. So he killed because he hated his mother. And it was to get back to her. That was one of the reasons that he killed.
How was that going to affect his mother?
I feel like it would be like how I run. I'm like, I'm doing this for somebody, or like I'm doing it for myself. I feel it in my, like, in myself. He would feel it in himself that he hates his mother. So he's like, I hate you. I'm your, you're my mother.
Oh, okay.
Well,
then
we're going to get away from Monster Miranda. Tell us more about this person, Miranda.
Okay, that's all I had on him. I just know his IQ of 145. I might be might not be the best note taker, but no, I was also doing stuff this week, so.
Okay, guys, so next week we'll go back to me. We'll have to go try some, too.
I have school.
Okay, so it looks like it's on me to take the next week's notes.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the killers are normally driven by fear and experiences from childhood, abandonment, abuse of many kinds, rejections, disappointments, failures.
There are failures. They got caught. Oh. Well,
not everyone got caught.
Yeah, the Zodiac Killer never got caught.
Neither did Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't Jack the Ripper get caught?
They couldn't find the dude.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracies about it.
There is. We can do a whole episode on it and not even break a sweat.
Right.
On the conspiracy theories.
I would be okay with that.
We do a 2-part episode.
I'd be okay with that.
Well, sometime in the future. Yeah. I want to do other ones first, if we ever do that.
Okay.
Remember, guys, if you guys get it to 20 listeners, we can do one on mythical creatures that are possibly real.
I'd not say 20.
Oh, well, I said 20. I would like to do that one, so get the followers up there, please.
I would like to do both of those.
Right?
If two people goes to www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic, PANDMIC, and buys shoes.
You're rude. You're rude.
I'm plugging.
I know, but I want to do this topic.
I am plugging. And you guys got 30 days.
Hey, you gotta be careful to not reject him, because he could be a killer.
Yes, I could be a killer. I could come after you. Even though we got listeners from around the world.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yes.
I wish there was a lot more listeners around the world. Then I don't feel, like, too ashamed of telling other people what I do and who I am and stuff.
I mean, we got listeners from, last time I checked, Nigeria.
And Germany.
Germany, and there was one more. I can't remember the name. I am so sorry to that person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there was at least 4 different countries. Yes.
So shout out to them.
Yes. Yeah. Please tell your friends. But yeah, no, back to this, Miranda.
Okay. So, and many of the choices is like, are they nurture or are they nature? Like, are the killers made or are they just born?
I love this debate. I love the nature versus nurture debate.
Yeah, really? They use it for how to raise kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so what's your thought?
I think it's nature. It's all surrounding.
I think it can have a lot to do with both, though. Because if you're abused and everything growing up,
that's nature.
That's nurture.
No, that's nurture.
Oh, it's nurture? Then I think it's nurture all the way. Oh. Not nature, nurture. I got mixed up. Mm. because I've listened to quite a few different podcasts about quite a few different serial killers extensively. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking like four or five part episodes on serial killers.
I don't know, though, because I think it's also nature, though, but that's because I believe that things are, like, things have, like, people are destined to do certain things. Like, I believe there's certain people who are born to go into, like, healthcare and things like that, but then I also think it's, like, you have to be born to kill people, because there's not a lot of people who can just do that. Like, you can't raise someone to be a killer.
Well, the problem is, and I've heard this a lot, I've watched documentaries about this. Everyone who knows me knows I will put on a serial killer documentary, watch the whole thing, not even blink an eye. Mm-hmm. It's that they get abused at home, and they get neglected at home. They go to school, they get bullied, they get neglected. And then it starts turning into a slow build of rage that you can't fight anymore.
Yeah, but then there's a lot of people who are raised like that who also grow up to do amazing things, and they've never hurt anybody.
I think that's if they have a good person in their life to look up to, and a lot of these people don't.
There's been instances where people just grow up and be good people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's all nurture. It depends
on if you have somebody to help you. Mm-hmm. Like Joey said, because if you have nobody and you're just, like, all down and...
If you feel alone, if people keep on leaving you and disappointing you.
Yeah.
You will just end up
doing just what you do.
Basically nothing.
Yeah.
So, I think I agree with Joey. I would say it's a little bit more nurture than nature, but there's definitely both. I think nature
can definitely pick some kind of impact onto it, though.
Mm-hmm. Because... there's also factors within the genes, like if your family was a killer, then you could be a killer. If you had a brain injury, it could affect how you feel. If you have a disease, which I think they says most of them that are killers is like just a disease.
Yeah, some kind of like schizophrenia or multiple personality disorders or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Miranda, what's next on your notes?
Okay, so the next one is another person. It is Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was, his parents had anger issues. They were abusive with their actions. And he basically turned into his violent crimes with insecurity issues. So basically he killed because he was insecure and his parents basically forced his like violence to come out of him. Yeah. It sounds like he had terrible parents.
Yeah.
What if I become a killer because of my parents?
It's very possible.
Oh, gosh.
Can you imagine that story? What did your parents do? Well, my mother married her cousin. And, you know, then my father, he was just never on his feet. He's just homeless. That's all it is.
I think you're safe since, like, you're, like, most of the stuff is happening once you're already, like, grown.
That is true, too. I think I'm safe, too. But, with that being said, here's the test for it. See if we're a psychopath.
All right.
You ready?
Yes. Yep.
So here's the checklist. The personality disorder characterized traits. Do we fear? How much do we fear?
I'm very terrified of snakes, so lots of fear for those.
Is it like a percentage?
I don't think that counts. It's more of like, are you fear of losing people? Like the darker ones, not as just I'm scared of snakes and spiders. I see a spider, so I'm going to go kill you.
That could be.
What?
That could be something.
That's what I think of. Like, you can't just... It's got to be a certain type of fear.
You didn't say it had to be a certain type of fear. You just said, do we fear?
About to say, everyone has to fear of something.
But the thing is, you will fear, but you gotta feel like you're gonna kill them for a reason. If they come at you with a snake, that might be able to pass, but if it's just a snake, you would kill the snake, not the person, because...
Listen, if someone's coming at me with a snake, it's on sight. Like, that person is catching these hands.
They might die. What's your next question?
That's kind of fair.
What's the next question, Miranda?
Okay, next question is, do you have a high stress tolerance?
I just kind of break down and cry, so.
I do not.
I feel like I do the same, but I also run to get my stress out. And then I ignore all my problems.
I feel that. I go to sleep and ignore all my problems.
Yeah, I do that a lot, too.
I'm going to do that right after this podcast.
I know, I'm drowsy.
Yeah, I'll most likely go to sleep, too, after this podcast.
Yes.
Okay. The next question is lack of empathy.
I cry at everything, so I definitely have empathy.
See, and I want to be a teacher, so I have to have empathy.
I have empathy.
Are you sure you have empathy, Joey?
I was thinking the same thing.
I always have empathy. Sorry, I don't show it like you guys.
Okay.
We'll put a maybe down for Joe. Next question.
Lack of guilt.
Nah, I feel pretty guilty about stuff.
I can't go without guilt. I wish I could, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm guilty of stuff. I feel guilty of stuff.
Sometimes that one I think would be true for Joey. Okay, next one is egocentric.
What?
I probably am like that kind of, but I think that's just because I'm naturally a theater major. So we're all kind of egotistical.
Ego? I thought she said eagle.
No.
Like the bird.
She said egocentric.
I don't think I have a big ego.
Oh, you do.
Did you say I do?
Oh, yeah.
How?
You're trying to bring your fuck buddies on my podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I do not.
Yeah, okay, next question.
You're the one that wanted Kwame to be on here.
Only if he could talk about porn.
I don't...
Yeah, and he didn't come to the wedding, so he's not on good terms.
Yes.
We
could talk about other stuff, but just know there will be questions about porn.
Okay.
Next
question.
So
the other one is manipulative. Are you manipulative?
I'm tired.
yeah, so am I. Kinda? Yeah.
I don't think I'm as manipulative as I could be.
I'm glad you think that you can be more manipulative and trying it out.
Yeah, I don't want to try it out. Just because it's like, isn't that wrong?
Kind of, yes and no.
I feel like it'd be just wrong to make somebody do what they probably don't want to do.
Yeah.
Okay,
next question.
Okay, irresponsibility.
Huh, Joe definitely has that one.
No, I do not.
I feel like I'm responsible.
sometimes.
When I'm not with Joey.
But no, I am the most responsible one out of the family.
Miranda, you literally ran away to Wisconsin with somebody you never met.
I took you with me.
Yeah, I was forced to go.
You were not forced
to go. I was promised Thai food when I came back, and I still have never got my Joe Wok Thai food.
That is not my fault.
Like, I'm a little salty.
And I did, well, I talked to her, and I was going to live with her. So, no matter what, I was still going to go.
True.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of Syracuse are from the Midwest.
Either way, I was going to die no matter what. So.
Yeah, and she lived in the middle of a dark forest.
That is true.
Well, if she planned on killing me, but she didn't plan on having Dakota over, so she had to change her plans.
Yeah. Okay. Next one is impulsivity. Are you impulsive?
Oh, yeah. I'm impulsive.
Yeah.
I'm just impulsive, though, with, like, shopping and money.
Okay.
I'm impulsive about a lot of things.
Impulsive.
Miranda, again, you ran away to Wisconsin to meet someone you never met. You're impulsive.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're definitely impulsive.
Okay, I wanted a vacation. That was going to be my vacation.
Miranda, you're friends with benefits with the porn star. You're impulsive.
I didn't want my mom to come with me.
Miranda, you're friends with benefits with the porn star. You're impulsive. Next question.
Charismatic.
Yeah. I care about people.
Oh, I'm glad.
And Joe's a fuckboy, so he has fake charisma.
Oh, I have charisma.
Yeah, mister, I flirt with people. I can't help it.
Yeah.
What do you think about me then?
Yeah, you're probably, you care about people.
Okay, good. Grandiosity.
You mean generosity?
It might be generosity, but it says grandiosity.
I'm pretty sure it's generosity. You probably spelt it wrong.
That's very possible. You never know.
Oh, I probably do know. I can make a pretty wild guess.
I'm generous sometimes. Like, around Christmas, I used to donate, like, the money in the bucket to Salvation Army, but then I figured out they were against LGBT, so I don't do that anymore.
Fuck them kids.
I think I'm generous at times when I want to be.
I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Not everyone. Ebenezer Scrooge was not generous.
At the end he was.
At the end.
She said what she wants to be. He didn't want to be generous.
Next question.
It took three ghosts to scare his ass.
I know, I was in a musical where I played Ghost of the Future.
I think I watched that movie once in school. It was one of those days that the teacher didn't want to teach.
I watched quite a bit of Ebenezer Scrooge.
I want a big room full of the coins.
Me too.
But you will die if you try to swan dive into there.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm thinking Scrooge McDuck.
Oh my god!
What is that?
The Disney version.
Oh.
There's a big room full of just gold coins swan dives and swims around in.
Oh my goodness. Alright. So the next one is pathological lying. Are you good at lying?
Yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
Neither am I. And it just feels wrong when I lie. Like, I would rather just tell
it
the truth.
It does feel wrong when I
lie. Yeah,
but
Joe's very good at lying.
I can lie.
Alright. And then lack of remorse.
Yeah, no, I'm remorseful.
Yeah, so am I.
Mm-hmm. Callousness?
What?
Carelessness.
C-A-L-L-O-U-S-N-E-S-S.
It's callousness.
Callousness? Yeah. I don't think that's a real word.
How she just spelled it, yeah. I don't know. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Poor behavioral control.
What?
Poor behavioral control.
No, I'm pretty,
good. Yeah,
I
got
behavioral control. Have to be.
When I'm around Joey. Joey partner killing?
Good killing partner? There is killing partners
no,
out there.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Shallow emotional response.
I'm emotional about everything, so.
So am I.
No, you're not.
I think recently my friend's been getting annoying. It's Cheyenne. And
wow, just blast her.
She is a jerk. My
aunts have been very non-emotional.
I would be that way too, because she's just rude.
So I want you to tell you guys something. Cheyenne just followed our page.
Well, she can realize about how rude she is and how badly she's treated Miranda through this whole wedding situation and how her boyfriend blasts Miranda. No, I'm just going to say it right now because I'm going to defend Miranda. So, yeah, she deserves to be blasted on here.
I think she said she might listen to this one.
Good. She should.
Yeah, she followed her page already.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to her if she listens.
Yeah, no, we're all gonna say sorry to her.
No, I'm not saying sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I'll say
sorry. She's my friend, though.
She ain't treating you like a friend.
Alrighty.
Yeah,
next question.
A parasitic lifestyle.
I have no idea.
I don't think
a parasitic. What is that?
Like a parasitic.
I don't think that's.
I don't know. Next question.
Sexual promiscuity.
Oh, sexual promiscuous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
No.
You were.
I was.
I don't know. I feel like now that's not really as relevant because I think we're all in in a hookup culture.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so I don't think, I mean, I personally am not, but I feel like that's more normalized now.
But I don't like that, because I don't like hookups.
You are friends with benefits with a porn star.
That doesn't mean I don't want more.
Still.
That doesn't mean I don't want more than friends. Okay. Failure to accept personal responsibility.
Nah, I'm pretty good with that.
I think so. I think I am too.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Tendency towards short-term marital relationships.
I don't know. Again, I think this isn't as relevant now.
Yeah.
That is kind of true.
Yeah.
But I've been talking to Kwame since January, so I'm good.
Alright.
Okay, so juvenile delinquency?
Yeah. Are you reading it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have the notes now. Well, I was a good child. I never had any issues with that.
Yeah, did
so
I.
So was I.
Joey was a good child, too. I know
yeah.
that.
Ah.
Yeah, there you go. About time I get something that, you know.
Criminal versatility.
Versatility, dumbass.
You were close.
Yeah, I am not good at that either.
I was close. I'm not a criminal.
I'm not a criminal either. So.
Neither am I.
Well, then we're all good. See, I told you, I'm not a killer.
Alright, I think what we're going to probably do is, I think for the first time ever, we're going to split this up into two parts.
Yeah, because we're already almost in an hour.
Yeah.
For the first time ever? Ooh, I did write a lot.
You did.
Yeah, I just pulled up the notes to realize it's okay, so we should be close to that. No, we're just at the beginning of all this.
I told you, and you said it only spent 3 minutes. Yeah, because I wrote a lot.
So basically, we took a test seeing if we're psychopaths or sociopaths. We aren't. Well, yes. Joe's the only one kind of questionable, which we already knew that.
One in three people are psychopaths or sociopaths.
Yep.
I don't think I am.
I think it's Miranda.
You know what I want to kind of see?
What?
I want to put, like, a fuckboy up to this. Because I feel like a lot of those, like, are like that.
We could put Kwame.
Yes.
No.
That would be cool.
Yes.
But he doesn't know it. Yeah. We should definitely do that.
Yes. Tell him it's for, like, a class and just ask him yes or no on those questions.
Yeah, this is for my psychology class.
All right, so we're wrapping it up. We're going to start winding down.
So, Miranda's apologies?
Well, first, Miranda, what are we going to be talking about next week? Since, you know, we only did half of it.
Next week, we're going to talk about the rest of the killers and actually mass killings versus psychopaths.
Okay.
Nah, see, that's... Yeah, I was about to say, this might be a... This might even be a three-parter.
It won't be a three-parter.
I don't think so. I'm looking at the notes right now.
No, because we're not going to test three different people on a test.
Yeah, that's true. And we're still trying to work out...
No more tests.
Yeah. I was about to say, and we're still trying to work out all the
kinks ways, with bones and stuff.
With the, you know, distance and everything. So this episode might sound a little choppy in some places, a lot of places.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to definitely work on it. I think we found a way. As long as I can import everything and make everything work right.
Okay.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, so, and then, you know.
So hopefully it won't take as long.
No, it took us like an hour and a half to do this. Almost two.
Yeah, because I'm definitely tired.
Well, here's the thing. We started this around 9:10.
Yeah.
We're not going to get done until 11:10. This took 2 hours for an hour and probably 15-minute episode.
Yep.
How's that make you guys feel?
Tired.
Yes.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm ready to go to sleep.
Me too. So how about we do the apologies, Marina? Apologize to Jeffrey Bezos and everyone you mispronounced, like Ed Gein.
Is that really all I have to apologize to? I didn't think I had to apologize this time.
Yep, you had to apologize, Miranda.
You just compared Jeffrey Bezos to a serial killer.
Yeah, but I always thought that's
just apologize. You should be used to this by now. Yes. 12 episodes in, you always have an apology.
Yeah, I was like, this is 13.
Okay, I'm sorry.
To whom?
Jeffrey Bezos and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Don't apologize to that piece of trash. Apologize to Jeffrey Bezos.
Yeah, and then everyone you offended in this episode.
Yeah.
And anyone that I offended.
Okay.
That time.
So we are going to post on the Facebook page the Popperkash poll.
We are?
Yes. And then we're going to do we'll post the shoe link as well, if you guys want to check that out.
You guys got 30 days. And then I think it's 30 days... six by. So, like, let's say you don't like shoes, but you have a friend who does. You can send them that link.
Yeah.
I was about to say, it helps a good dude out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Friend of the episode.
Yep.
Well, friend of the show.
Yes.
Not the episode, but the whole show.
Who brings us food.
He does bring us food.
I really like food. He brought me some barbecue chicken tonight with cheese on it. I'm not usually a cheese fan, but I was good with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're trying something new out. If these shoes can sell well, we're trying different things, how we might even come out with something in the future.
Yeah, which y'all should do, because I really want to do that. Okay, so you want to lead us out, Joe?
Yes. First, we'll let Marina lead us where they can find her at.
Okay, you can find me at my Instagram, merpanda1001.
I'm on Twitch, Dakota Storm, 97?
Yeah.
I haven't been on in a while. I've been tired. And yeah, that's about it.
All right, you can find the podcast on the Facebook group page, Ramnish Chat Podcast. It's where we do upload every episode, where you guys can check it out. You guys can even start discussions in there.
Now, is there two
about future episodes?
Now, here's the thing with the thing, is... We have a group and we have a page.
Yeah, you gotta join the group chat. But if I see people join the page, I send an invite automatically to the group chat. Well, to the group page. Group page. Because the actual page, I can't get with Facebook to work it out.
Yeah. They don't like us, apparently.
No. We gotta be more popular.
Yep.
But, yeah, no. So, yeah, I think we should thank Anchor.
Yep.
For always sponsoring this episode and not taking us off the air yet.
Yeah.
Yet. Well, I maybe offend a lot of people.
Yes.
You definitely do. But I think it helps that we have you apologize.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's probably the most important part, that we do apologize.
And then also thank Great Tees for sponsoring up this episode and the next episodes for 30 days.
Yep.
I don't know how many episodes. That's 4 episodes?
Yep.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then hopefully we can collaborate with them a lot more in the future.
Yep. So
I think besides that, you can follow me on Twitter at Joe Viak.
Uh-huh.
And also I wanted to discuss this real quickly, but I do want to let everyone know, everyone out in Afghanistan, that you are in our thoughts.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It is a horrible thing. If you don't know what's going on, we're not going to get into it. Just look it up.
Yep, you can find it online.
Yeah, I was about to say, you could just type in Afghanistan. I bet you'll be one of the first things that pop up.
Yep.
About to say, you are in our thoughts, and we hope the very best out for everyone who has ever helped us out and stuff like that.
Yep.
But besides that, I think that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.